This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, for years, Bloomberg News has been reporting on housing inequality. Fannie Mae has highlighted as well. They recently noted that how over the years, the inventory of affordable U.S. homes has declined sharply as home prices have dramatically risen. And as housing has become increasingly unaffordable, the shortage of safe and affordable homes is affecting more and more prospective home buyers every day. People keep getting squeezed out.
Yeah, one company trying to do what it can do to help fix that is Trident Builders. We got the company's president with us, Brendan McCluskey. He's the president at Trident Builders, joining us on Zoom from Baltimore. Bloomberg Philanthropies, we should note, is providing support for Trident's efforts. Bloomberg Philanthropies is the philanthropic arm of Bloomberg LP and the parent company of Bloomberg Radio. Brendan, it's great to have you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so you create homes that are energy efficient, but also affordable. How do you do it in a place like Baltimore?
Yeah, well, so it's interesting. So right now we're actually building a project for the Smithsonian Institute that is Passive House certified. So basically you've got highly energy efficient homes that with the addition of solar are actually a net benefit to the climate, that they actually produce more energy over the course of the year than they actually consume. And our ambitions in Baltimore is to remove really the very worst of housing stock in these urban centers, these vacant properties that, you know, are falling apart. They're just laden with lead and asbestos and all sorts of other harmful chemicals. And basically just wipe that stuff out and build new housing stock for the 21st century. Well, and to focus on the communities that need it the most.
Brendan, I love what you said about, you know, focusing on how to build housing for the 21st century. We have to rethink the model that currently exists that really kind of puts home ownership out of the range of so many Americans.
Yeah, absolutely. And but that's what our missions are exactly. So the program that we're looking to employ is something that was actually perfected over the last four decades in Cleveland. It's called the Cleveland Housing Network. And we're able to leverage, you know, the 4% LIHTC tax credit, basically put these people into a 15-year program where they get the peripheral supports from like the Bloomberg Philanthropies and the Living Classrooms, all these great philanthropic organizations that kind of round out the soft skills and help stabilize these communities and the challenges that they have. And what we do is we find a market-driven solution, like a market solution for the housing problem. You know, that itself is stabilized, but then like we lean on philanthropic organizations to kind of round out the balance of workforce development, food security, housing, you know, like trauma and therapy, mental health, all the various things that are afflicting these challenged communities.
You mentioned LIHTC, and for those not familiar with that acronym, it's the Low Income Housing Tax Credit Program. And so we're talking about how that subsidizes, right, acquisition, construction, rehabilitation of affordable renting housing, especially for, I guess, lower income individuals. What is the smart public-private partnership in terms of tackling what is really a pandemic, if you will, or endemic part of our society when it comes to, again, going back to housing not being affordable for so many?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, like there's, you know, there's 14 million people living in poverty. They don't have access to affordable housing. I mean, that's bigger than the population of 46 out of 50 states. You know, that there's a lot of Americans that just don't have access to housing. And I think the best benefit is for, you know, states and municipalities that have all this, you know, decrepit housing stock to turn it over to, you know, private sector developers, nimble entrepreneurs like myself, and allow us to, you know, lock into and commit to low income housing for the long term. You know, what we really like about our model is that the idea is to get graduate these people out of the cycle of poverty, right? You know, people aren't supposed to be in public assistance and for housing forever. And I think what we're endeavoring to do is to close the wealth gap within these communities, that, you know, people are able to capture the rise in equity of the property values over a 15-year period. And mm-hmm. by doing it at large enough scale, you know, it's not like a drop of, not like a raindrop in the ocean. You know, by knocking out 150 to 250 of these units at a time, we're transforming entire neighborhoods. And so that entire neighborhood will be poised for great growth and stability for the next decade and a half. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, these houses were built 100 years ago and they don't have any insulation in them. I mean, these things are not built for climate change. And, so we're more or less, you know, basically we're giving the best to the people that are the worst off.
Yeah.
Brendan, how do you balance this type of work with the other work that you do at Trident Builders? Because you guys also work on spaces like, you know, the Ritz-Carlton, for example, commercial and private residences, and Ruth's Chris Steakhouse as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So like we tend to fashion ourselves as like a best in class service provider. So, you know, we don't do hotels. We do Ritz-Carlton. We don't do restaurants. We do Ruth's Chris. You know, we do some work with the federal government. It's like for the likes of the Smithsonian, right? We really enjoy having smart, sophisticated clients because frankly, they get it. You know, like sometimes our commitment to quality and customer service gets abused by the ones that don't necessarily understand the difference and the value add that we're bringing. This does require me to wear a different hat though. But I still believe that same sort of tenacity and entrepreneurial spirit that we bring to bear for like our, you know, higher end customers, I think requires the same level of sophistication to really think through some of these like more embedded challenges.
Brendan, is it a model that can exist on its own without subsidies, without outside support?
Right now the model shows that, yeah. And in fact, we're trying to work with Johns Hopkins University and Morgan State, which is a great HCBU here in Baltimore, for them to more or less develop a Harvard Business School like case study. So not only can this be studied, it can be replicated and basically exported throughout the region. Important to note, we're going after the 4%, not the competitive 9.5%. So we don't necessarily need to have friends in the state house. We can actually just go right for the 4%ers, and it balances out. You know, it's we can make good money by doing well.
I love it. I love it. It's certainly something we talk about a lot here, and it's not always so easy to do, but it sounds like you are. Brendan, come back and let us know how things are progressing. Brendan McCluskey, he is president of Trident Builders, joining us via Zoom from Baltimore. As we mentioned, Bloomberg Philanthropies is providing support for Trident's efforts. Bloomberg Philanthropies, of course, the philanthropic arm of Bloomberg LP, the parent company of Bloomberg Radio, Bloomberg Broadcast, and Bloomberg LP.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.